This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
The World Trade Center is in the news today, and it has nothing to do with the anniversary of September 11th that is coming up on Wednesday. This is a branding story about the actual words World Trade Center and who gets to put them on the signs in front of their buildings. It's not as easy or as cheap as you'd think, thanks to a nonprofit called World Trade Centers Association. Sean Boberg has the story today in The Record out of Bergen County, New Jersey. Sean, it's good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
I want to make sure I read your article right. If I want to build a building and name it the World Trade Center, I have to pay this association a whole bunch of money.
Yeah, well, $200,000 to start.
Yeah, that's a whole bunch of money.
I think that qualifies.
Yeah.
And then $10,000 a year after that.
Which just seems like quite the racket. How did we come to this point?
Well, the deal traces back to 1986. A legendary Port Authority employee by the name of Guy Tozzoli, who oversaw the construction of the Twin Towers, the originals, he had been very involved with an association that had sort of an interesting relationship with the Port Authority, the agency that built the Twin Towers. It was an association that tried to replicate the concept of World Trade Centers around the world. And on his way out the door on retirement, Guy Tozzoli managed to get the Port Authority to agree to sign over the rights to the World Trade Center name so he could continue that work through the nonprofit that he founded.
And he got the name for $10.
$10. Yeah, he got the name. And that has turned into quite a lucrative business model, licensing. I think they have over 300 licensees around the world.
So we have here in Los Angeles, right around the corner from Marketplace World Headquarters, a World Trade Center Los Angeles, and they are part of the World Trade Centers Association. So they have had to pay now $200,000 plus $10,000 a year to get that name?
Yeah, presumably.
Okay, but here's the thing. It's not like the most hustling, bustling kind of place. I mean, I see it every day, and it's a little forlorn looking. Is it worth it to have this association?
Obviously, some people think it's worth it. But, you know, what's become clear to me is that a lot of building owners, developers see this as a marketing tool. The advertising on WTCA's website says you can get higher rents, you can get higher occupancy rates if you have the World Trade Center brand. That in and of itself may be valuable to a developer.
Yeah, well, I don't know about here because it's, you know, hard by the 110 freeway and it's not the most picturesque slice of land, but, you know, that's a whole different deal. Sean Boberg, he's a reporter for The Record out of Bergen County, New Jersey. He writes today about the World Trade Center brand and trademark and things thereof. Sean, thanks a lot.
Thank you.